Hello and welcome to another edition of In Conversation. My name is Randy McElligott, and on today's show, we have German organist Barbara Dennerlein. So stay tuned for 45 minutes of great chat. Hi, Barbara, and welcome to the show. I want to start off by asking you, what musicians have influenced your career?
I'm not so much influenced by other musicians. I'm influenced by anything I am listening to, and that's not necessarily a special musician, and of course not an organ player, because I like so many different kinds of music. It has to be good music, of course, and mostly it's jazz music, but it's nothing specifically. So any good music is in a way influencing me, but I always have been trying to really develop my own style of playing and also composing, which is very important for myself. And I think I have really reached my own voice, and if people listen to my playing, they immediately know this is Barbara Dennerlein and not someone like Jimmy Smith or other organ players.
But it's also very important to maintain a unique style, especially in jazz, because that's basically your voice, your unique voice.
And I think this is one of the most important things in jazz music, or generally in music, that you have your own style and that people really know that's you and no one else. And the same is about composing the music. My music is very diverse, and my compositions are, on the one hand, sometimes very on a high level and maybe might difficult to play, but for the listener it always has to be fun, and he should just be able to lay back and to relax and enjoy the music without having to think too much. So this is what I try to do, composing interesting music, sometimes also very groovy, simple music, but also music on a higher level, which is interesting for other musicians or more advanced listeners, but which can also be listened to by listeners who are not so much into jazz music.
So I guess for you, Barbara, the groove is very important.
So on the one hand, the groove is very important for me. I love groove, I love drums, and of course swing. On the other hand, it's very important for me to have interesting harmonies, harmonical ways and chords, and having special lines I play. I think my compositions are, again, a special handwriting by myself, and they are much more than the blues compositions which have been composed by most of the organ players who play a lot of blues on the Hammond organ. I mean, I love blues, but there are also a lot of other musical directions where you can go, and that's for me very, very interesting to spread out and to develop and to experience all these different kinds of music and musical directions.
Getting back to the influences on your playing, Barbara, what was it about their playing that you enjoyed so much?
So I love every musician who is playing his music with his full heart, and this is something which is very important for jazz music. You can't play it without really feeling it, and every really good musician who is really into the music is touching me and also the audience, and this is one of the most important things, that you are touched by music. And there's a lot of music around which is not at all touching and reaching your soul and heart. So this is one of the most important issues about music, and this is what makes a musician for me a real musician and a musician whom I really like.
Do you ever listen to older recordings to maybe learn something that might benefit you with what you're doing now, or might give you some kind of educational edge or influence?
I'm listening to older and newer recordings. I'm listening to anything, but this is not so much on purpose to learn new techniques. I try to go in another way. I write compositions, and I think in terms of the whole band and the sound of the all the instruments, and I never think about what I can play on the organ or what I can play on my foot pedals. I just write the music how I hear it, and then afterwards I work on and practice that I can play what I wrote. So this is one way of challenging myself and developing myself.
When you look at some of the great figures in jazz, particularly jazz, you see that they had a childlike aura to them. I think about Dizzy Gillespie or Duke Ellington, even Charlie Parker. There was this childlike sensibility about them. How important is that in the world of jazz and in creating jazz and the whole jazz experience?
I think you should be open like a child and open to experience like a child all the time. And this is one thing I think jazz musicians keep for their life, to be open to explore, to experience new things. And also there's another thing which I think childs really can do. They are really concentrating on the moment in which they are living and on the things they experience in a special moment. And if you are a musician, you should be able to do the same thing, to really concentrate on what you do in that moment. When you create music and new things, you just try to fall in the music and get loose and really have your whole concentration on that moment where you create something new, and you create new compositions in a way, always when you improvise. So this is something you can compare very much to the ability a child has. Also the fantasy a child has is something which every musician should have and must have, to have fantasy in being in a special emotion or creating new things, being inventive in a way, being inspired, which is so important.
What was the best concert, Barbara, that you ever saw?
Oh, I saw so many good concerts and so many great concerts. Very difficult to say, but one of the best concerts in the recent time I saw was the concert of the Pat Metheny Group, of course with Lion Mays and all these people, and this was so perfect and so inspired. I really enjoyed that very much. But I also remember seeing Miles Davis concerts, which have been really great.
When you're writing material, does it take you long to come up with ideas?
When I'm composing, this has many different kinds of composing. On the one hand, sometimes it works very fast. I'm practicing on my instrument and suddenly I have a new idea and write a composition very fast. On the other hand, I can develop compositions which are more complex through a longer time, and it's growing and developing. And I also can sit down and with a purpose and the intention to write something special, like a blues or a ballad or something with a special groove, and then I start developing that composition, and sometimes it's very fast, sometimes it takes longer. It depends, but I'm full of ideas most of the time.
If you were stranded on a desert island and you only had 10 recordings to bring with you, what would they be?
Oh, wow, this is a difficult question. I'm sure I would take a couple of Pat Metheny's recordings with me. And, the rest is very difficult to decide. Maybe some Charlie Parker, some Miles Davis. Some quiet things. I don't know. It's very difficult to answer. So, I also like Marcus Miller, for example, and groovy stuff. 10 records are not very much, so it's hard to decide. Maybe one of my own recordings, just in case.
I have to ask you, Barbara, seeing as you were bitten by music at such a young age, were your parents by any chance musically inclined?
My parents are very talented people. especially my father, he has been playing the piano and he stopped. It was the typical thing that he wanted to play jazz music. He was studying at the conservatory in Munich and they simply did not allow him to play jazz music, and they threw him from the conservatory. So he stopped with jazz music because he had so many difficulties playing it. But he's a very in arts interested and talented man, because he is a painter. He paints wonderful pictures in a very special technique, and he designs developing and creating statuen. He can develop or create art. Wait a second, I have to think about. Now I got it. He is creating sculptures made out of steel, very special steel or metal, which is very, very interesting, and I like his art very much. So I think my family is into arts very much. And my grandfather, for example, he was also playing an instrument. It was the zither. I don't know the English word for that, if there is one.
Do you remember what the first concert was that you attended?
The first concert I ever attended, I think, was the concert of my teacher I had when I started playing the Hammond organ. And this was very fascinating for me, because it was the first time I heard playing the Hammond organ B3 played at a public concert, and the energy and the people have been very, very interesting for me, and very impressive at that time. I was 11 years old.
During your career, you must have come across many, many funny incidents. Do you have any that you'd like to share with us?
Oh man, there are so many interesting musical things I experienced.